Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
I just don't know how it could have happened, a friend lamented. They were one of the most spiritual couples I knew. Reading their annual Christmas letter, he said, made me envious. Their lives were filled with so much, they were helping so many, they were involved in so many good causes. And what had caused his distress? She had just left him for another man. Another marriage failure, two seemingly committed believers. It's easy to excuse these things, saying, well, nobody really knows how bad things were. Or to say, those things happen, you know. Yes, we understand those things happen. But we also know a lot of what is happening today shouldn't happen. We know a lot of what is happening is displeasing to our Heavenly Father. We can also say, the devil's doing it. He's tearing things apart. True, when Lucifer launched his battle with God, he attacked the first family in the garden. But there is another issue which is neither circumstantial or spiritual. It is us, our will, our decisions, our choices. Question: have we lost sight of personal responsibility? Have we forgotten that ultimately God holds us accountable for our choices? Or does it matter to us? Since forgiveness comes so easy and is so cheap, we tend to reason, okay, so this isn't good, but God will forgive us. It is the attitude expressed in the Western movie where the hero walks out, gun-smoking, and he says, Lord, forgive this little bit of killing. It were necessary. With our quick fixes and easy solutions, which often produce estrangement, loneliness, and profound pain, we have forgotten something tremendously important. The God who is there hasn't let us off the hook. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God, says the writer of Hebrews. Yeah, but that was Old Testament stuff. Who told you that anyway? Understanding the fear of God may help keep you from a lot of things that you do without thinking of related consequences. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, said the psalmist. The writer of Proverbs speaks of people who hate knowledge and do not fear the Lord. Are you trying to scare us, you may be asking? Well, not with intent, but I would urge you to ponder the consequences of your decisions, because God's forgiveness never relieves you of the consequences of wrongdoing. You're stuck with them. Like those Solomon spoke of, today we lack the understanding of the whole picture. Thinking that our culture makes it different, we no longer fear God nor ponder the consequences of sin. Are you afraid of God, you might ask me? And I would answer both yes and no. No in the sense that I love and trust Him. I've chosen, to the extent that I know how, to serve Him and to walk the path of right living. Now that's what theologians call a reverential trust. But to be perfectly candid, I would be mortally afraid to think that I could turn my back on what I know to be true and hope to get away with it. You may be sure, Moses told his day, that your sin will find you out. And you may be just as sure that as it was true in his day, it is also true today. Some things never change, no matter how our attitudes and morality may. Now the flip side of that is that God's faithfulness never changes too. He is still a refuge, a strength, and a help. And you can count on him to help you in the time of need. He still makes the difference.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.